Hello.
Is that Mr. Ross?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Matt. My name's Michael. I'm calling from NMA Legal. Sir. How are you?
Yeah, no bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for asking. Matt, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just to let you know, Matt, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Uh-huh.
It's my role, Matt, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence.
Yeah.
To give you the best chance of obviously getting the most positive of outcomes, shall we say.
Yeah.
So that's not only writing to social services, education authorities, it's also trying to understand you as an individual and, you know, the trauma you faced as a child,
yeah.
How that had an effect on you into your adult life, Mr. Ross. You know, whether that be PTSD, anxiety, depression, any sort of alcohol or substance issues, and what I'll do, Matt, is I'll go out and write to those relevant authorities, gather your information, so we can paint a picture of, you know, the trauma you faced as a child.
Yeah.
Has had an effect on you. I've got three addresses, you need to take that into consideration, sir. Is that okay, Matt?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So just to start questions off, have you or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, Matt?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And do you get medication from your doctor?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had medication from your doctor, Matt?
I have, yes. Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I had depression a while ago.
Yeah, okay. It'll be your medical record, you see, so that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Doctor in the past. Okay. Do you or have you suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Matt?
I do, alcohol.
Okay. And have you ever sought any sort of help for the alcohol?
I've been a doctor for that as well.
Oh, so that's your GP?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically when they put me on a depression tablet, isn't it?
Okay. Clients. And see. Okay. So I have a real tough question, Matt. And I'm sorry for having to ask you this one.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, sir?
No, I've never done that, no.
Okay, perfect. Just to give you some context, the reason why I asked that is 90% of those attempts end up in hospitalisation and
I'd
to write to the hospital and get that evidence, but I'm so glad
you've
not been to that point.
No.
Okay, so that's pretty much it. On the tough questions for now. Do you suffer with any other mental health issues, Matt, or is it just depression?
Not really, no, just depression.
Okay.
Anxiety.
So. Yeah. Okay. So with your permission, Matt, I'm going to write to your GP. I won't tell them why I'm writing.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Obviously, we're a law firm and represent you. So I'll request all your medical records. Excuse me.
That's
right. Can I take your GP's details, please? It doesn't need to be your GP's name. It's just the practice details, Matt.
I can't remember the address now.
Give me the address. Just give me the practice name.
It's Dr. Cassidy in Bartlett. And it's in Floor St. Johnston.
In St. Johnston? Oh, in Johnston.
Yeah. Floor Street in Johnston.
Floor Street?
Floor, as in floor. Floor Street.
Floor Street, okay. Okay. So, how long have you been at that GP for?
For years.
Okay. Let's go 2000-0026. Okay. So what I'll do is, I'll write to the Education Authority and the Social Services of St. Ninians.
Yes, St. Ninians, right.
Yeah, I'll write to the Social Services, the Education Authority and the National Records Scotland. When I get the information back from your time in care, Matt, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind,
yeah. Yeah, it's your information, sir. It's your journey. So once I get it back, I'll obviously share it with you.
Yeah.
We'll go through that together. It's not going to be an easy call, that one, Matt. But
yeah,
it's a little way off in the future, anywhere up to 10 months.
Yep.
So we'll go through that information together, make sure that, you know, you're happy, we haven't missed anything else, there's nothing missing. We'll go through your statements from your time in care, make sure that you're happy with everything that's in there. So then we'll attach your medical records and do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. Yep. And just to let you know, Matt, what we've done so far is we've wrote to Scottish Redress. We've let them know that we are claiming, but we are going to be providing support and evidence, so they are waiting on that for us.
Okay.
So once we provide the support and evidence along with your medical records, we then hopefully wait for what's called the panel date, Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
That's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then hopefully from there, we'll get you the recognition that you deserve and offer of some financial compensation, Mr. Ross.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I'm believe it's an no win, no fee.
Yeah, so I'll go through that with you now. Do you have any questions on what I'm going to do for you or my role over the next 8 to 10 months?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I do have to go through our fees with you and what other options are out there for you. Our main body of work, if you like, starts now. On your case, so I do need to make sure you fully understand, you know, what you're walking into, and if you're obviously still happy for me to continue, then I will. So just to let you know, Mr. Ross, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence, submitting and creating your own case.
Right.
That's an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms that out there that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress, Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
I won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this is they get paid as part of the government legal fee scheme. They get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. It's quite important that, now, as a fellow law firm, I can't go into or discuss or pick apart their processes and what they do for clients, but more importantly, what they don't do for clients. Also, I can tell you, Mr. Ross, is that we don't participate in that government scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions, and we don't want a handout, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish government. So how we work is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. What that means, Mr. Ross, is if you know you win, we win. If you lose, we lose, and it's on us as a business and as a law firm to give you the tools to get you the maximum amount of compensation possible. Our fees, the loss are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Yeah.
It's actually 16% plus VAT, so it's about 19.2%. But our fees will never go above that, no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case.
Yep.
On the no-fee side of the contract, just for peace of mind, Mr. Ross, is because you've been deemed... 2 seconds. Because it's been deemed that you've been through such, you know, emotional hardship throughout your life because of your time in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful with this case.
Yes.
So if we don't get you any sort of compensation, we will never come looking for our fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and our time, our end, Mr. Ross. Obviously, we don't want to do that. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Perfect. And you're still happy for me to continue with the case?
Yes.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Mr. Ross, that from the date you signed any documentation with us, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period.
Yeah.
If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a business and happy with the fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, Matt.
Yeah, that's fair.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Matt, you have my number now. My name's Michael. I'm going to be a caseworker for the rest of this journey. And if you need me for anything, you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, give me a call. If I can't answer the phone, just leave me a message and I'll call you straight back.
Yeah, boy, that's lovely. Thanks.
Perfect. Matt, do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'll touch base with you, Matt, within the next 3 or 4 weeks. I'll write to you within two with all my contact details and I'll keep in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know how I'm getting on.
That's lovely. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good rest of your day.
Neil, well, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.